Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. City Council approved a bylaw to authorize an agreement for the provision of a municipal capital facility at 315 Queen Mary Road in Kingston, Ontario, at May 19th's council meeting. Deputy Mayor Boehm put forward report number 48 received from the Chief Administrative Officer.
With that being said, Chief Administrative Officer reports and recommends as follows. Item 1, 315 Queen Mary Road, Municipal Capital Facility Agreement.
The report passed with minimal discussion outside of a clarifying question from Councillor Amos.
Any discussion? Councillor Amos.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor, through you. Just a quick question for staff. Under financial considerations, it indicates that the it was built into the sponsorship cities departments for the fiscal year. Is that in relation to this fiscal year, or are we tapping into the departments and this was not planned for this fiscal year? Just a question of curiosity.
Commissioner Campbell.
Thank you, and through you. It has been included in the operating and projected operating budgets of the City of Kingston, so it has been included. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we will call the vote on item 1, 315 Queen Mary Road, Municipal Capital Facility Agreement.
The report was passed unanimously. The former Extendicare building at 315 Queen Mary Road was purchased by the city in 2024 and undertook three community-organized and one city-led public meeting to receive feedback on proposed uses for the site. Originally designated as 309 Queen Mary Road, city staff worked with community agencies, health teams, and housing operators to develop an operations model for the site that advances Council's 2023 to 2026 strategic priorities, including investing in affordable and supportive housing, increasing access to healthcare professionals and services, and fostering a caring and inclusive community. The building is now in the final stages of being renovated for community purposes, which include a space for a medical clinic operated by Kingston Community Health Centers, KCHC, and a transitional supportive housing program to be operated by Home-Based Housing, HBH. KCHC and HBH will lease separate portions of the building, and occupancy for both uses is anticipated in the short term. With the bylaw, staff were seeking approval of a municipal capital facility agreement with Kingston Community Health Centers and Home-Based Housing to ensure the long-term financial viability of the health clinic and the transitional supportive housing program. Although the city had originally eyed an earlier move-in date, renovations revealed significant mold problems, which had to be addressed. In the original 2024 report, the Queen Mary Road project is described as a shared care model aiming to promote wellness and social inclusion, to support the individual needs of transitional housing residents alongside the primary health needs of community members, and to offer community use and programming space. The transitional housing program operated by Home-Based Housing will support up to 35 individuals who are 55 plus years old. Operating 24/7, the transitional housing program will include on-site staff support and focus on goal-based case management that assesses client needs and includes referrals to partner agencies in the community to support long-term housing security. Once renovations are completed at the site, the premises will also house the Midtown Kingston Health Home, operated by Kingston Community Health Centers, which is currently operating out of their temporary location at 791 Princess Street. The anticipated move-in date is July 2026. Lionhearts, Inc. are also partners in the project, overseeing the operations of community use spaces on the premises as part of a vocational training program. Council's approval entering into a lease with KCHC for 315 Queen Mary Road includes municipal capital facility provisions, which exempts the premise from taxation for municipal and education purposes, effective upon the execution of the lease. In the analysis presented to Council, the report noted that an exemption from paying municipal property taxes will relieve KCHC and HBH from additional property tax charges for their period of occupancy, as well as reduce the city's associated funding requirements, which shall assist with the long-term sustainability of the important services provided to the community. The total value of the property tax exemption has not been assessed. The city purchased the property for $3.65 million, investing an additional $9.4 million in the site's renovation and conversion, bringing the total project budget close to $13.1 million. The primary care portion of this includes a loan that will be recovered over a 25-year repayment term with the clinic, while the total city capital costs, including property acquisition, has been funded from already approved affordable housing budget of $6.5 million and affordable housing reserve funds. This project did not involve the city issuing new debt, and operating financial impacts on the city are expected to be minimal and will be covered through the operating budget of the city. And coming up on Monday's show, the adoption of the City of Kingston's official plan was postponed at May 19th council meeting following a lively discussion in council about whether or not to postpone the plan's approval. City Council initiated work on its new official plan framework and policies in 2023, aiming to have the new official plan approved before the end of June 2026. With the deadline fast approaching, Councillor Tozzo presented a motion to request that council direct city staff to cancel the June 30th special meeting of council and the June 18th special meeting of planning committee, direct staff to release additional supporting studies and plans when available in accordance with the council endorsed medium growth scenario for public review and feedback, and submit an updated third draft and recommendation report to council in 2027. The council meeting began with several delegations speaking to the plan, addressing concerns over its implementation, citing a lack of finished data and outdated projections on population, which could have significant impact on the urban boundary expansion. More on that next week. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
After years of intense recruiting and months of deliberation, Canadian sprinter Wyatt Lee has made his decision. One of the most decorated athletes in Frontenac Secondary School's rich history will be taking his talents to Raleigh after accepting a full track scholarship from North Carolina State. It has been a meteoric rise for Lee, who made his track debut as a member of the Frontenac track and field team in March of 2024. Lee flashed promise early, tallying an 11.51 second 100 meter dash, good enough to see him advance to OFSA, Ontario's provincial championships. Lee would take home medals in the 100 and 200 meter races that year, while also dropping his sprint time by a full second, a remarkable level of improvement in just 3 months' time. Lee started the 2025 track season by breaking Canada's U18 100 meter record 3 times in 5 weeks. His mark of 10.38 shattered the mark held by Olympian Aaron Brown, making Lee Canada's fastest high school sprinter. Lee topped his own record again in 2026, running a 10.34, good enough for 9th in Canadian history in the U20 age bracket. Lee has also set new records for the 60-meter dash. He is the youngest runner in Canadian history to clock a sub-6.70-60, something he accomplished at just 17 years of age. Lee is just 0.4 seconds behind Canada's all-time record holder, Volade Ajimale. From humble beginnings behind Frontenac Secondary School to the biggest track and field meets in North America, the sky appears to be the limit for this Frontenac Falcon. This is Jesse Bell with your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing throughout the month of May. Cranbrook Street and Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. this afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barry and Queen. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region, Wednesday, May 20th, forecasted to have a beautiful 17-degree day with a little bit of sunshine, feeling just a degree warmer at 18. However, it's going to be quite a drop-off overnight, dropping all the way down to 5 degrees. Those cool conditions will remain consistent heading into Thursday, daytime high of 12, but in the bright sunshine, we're going to have a real feel of about 15 degrees. However, However, it is going to be chilly overnight again, dropping down to 6. Friday, May 22nd, 14 is your high, feeling closer to 18 with all kinds of beautiful sunshine in the forecast, dropping down to 9 overnight. Saturday, May 23rd, 16 degrees is your high, but once again, with the sunny conditions, it's actually going to feel about 7 degrees warmer at 23 here in the city of Kingston. Sunday, May 24th, 17 is your high, feeling like 20, a beautiful way to end your weekend. And then Monday, May 25th, starting off next week, 18 is your high, feeling closer to 21, with a little bit of cloud coverage giving way to sun in the afternoon.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is your weekly events and concerts calendar. Whether you're looking for live music, local markets, drag shows, trivia nights, community events, or just something fun to do around the city, there's plenty happening in Kingston this week. Let's get into it. On Wednesdays, Queen Smith Business is hosting an online webinar called the AI Playbook. Lead, compete, or be left behind from 1 to 2 p.m. If you're looking for something more social later in the evening, both Something in the Water Brewing Company and the Royal Canadian Legion are hosting board game nights starting at 5 and 6 p.m. Daff Brewing and Riverhead Brewing also both have trivia nights running Wednesday evening. For live performances, The Spear hosts Versatile, a drag and burlesque showcase featuring performers including Universe and Amygla Duff from 8 to 11 p.m. Thursday keeps things busy with the Kingston Public Market running all day in Springer Market Square from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Later on, Queeroki takes over at the Daff Brewing from 8 to 10:30 p.m., while La Vida Bistro hosts their weekly urban music social beginning at 9:30. Live music includes Matthew Holtzby performing Americana and folk rock at the Cave Inn and the North Nashville Songwriter Series at Kingston Grand Theatre, featuring James Odo, Elsie Sanders, and Graham Trude. Now, Friday is packed with concerts and nightlife across the city. Downtown Kingston hosts Art After Dark from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring local art, shops, and performances throughout the downtown core. The Broom Factory welcomes Canadian Folk Music Award winner Dave Gunning at 7:30, while Something in the Water Brewing Company hosts an emo drag show featuring Bewitched, Flora Fawning, and Amygdala starting at 8 p.m. Live music also includes Krista Hartman at the Cove Inn, Mauricio and the Latin Beat Band at the Spear, and Triple J alongside Six Deep at Spearhead Brewing. Later in the night, Thunder Glove and the Great Octopus take over the Toucan from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Heading into Saturday, the Kingston Public Market returns to Springer Market Square, while the MIDI Meditation Retreat at the Spear runs from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Centennial Park hosts a summer kickoff music festival from 2 to 9 p.m., featuring multiple local artists and bands. Other live music highlights include Retro Kings at the Spearhead Brewing during the afternoon, a tragically hip tribute show called 50 Missions at the Spire, and Sunshine Makers with Orbital Ensemble bringing psychedelic soul to Hotel Wolf Island. If you're looking for a late night show, Sweet Pea and the Heat Hit at the Toucan is starting at 10:30. And wrapping things up on Sunday, the Memorial Center Farmers Market runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. while the Montreal Street Vintage Market takes over Montreal Street from 10 to 5. Monster Spectacular also rolls into Slush Puppy Place at 2 p.m. And then for live music Sunday, Kingston Pop Choir performs Lost Together by Blue Rodeo at the Tet Center from 1 to 4 p.m. Cat Clyde takes the stage at the Broom Factory at 7:30, and live band karaoke returns to the Merchant Tap House at 9 p.m. That's your weekly events and concerts calendar for May 18th through the 24th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.